Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck-on food and leaves dishes sparkling, without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to dirtylabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Restaurants better be an A, otherwise I am not eating there.
So what gives them an A?
Pretty much their cleanliness. The health inspector goes in, make sure that food is the right temperature, that it's clean, that they're putting out food that's not going to make you sick.
Oh, you mean the certificate they show that says A? I've never seen one that isn't an A. I wouldn't eat there either.
This was a couple months ago. Art and I went out to dinner, and we went to this restaurant. We've never been there before. Walking up, because it has to be on display, it was a B. And I told Art, I was like, we're not eating here.
I wouldn't either.
And he's like, really? I said, nope, not going to do it. So we turned around, we're walking away. As we're walking away, there's another couple walking up. And they were like, oh, are they closed? And I said, no, they have a B rating, and I won't eat at a restaurant that has a B rating. And she goes, oh, I don't mind that. Walked right past and went in and I assume had their meal. But I was like, gross.
I'm so curious what gave them a B, because I've only ever seen A's at a restaurant. So that's why I'm probably with you on this one. It's hard to get a B probably.
Working in the food industry for as long as I did when I used to serve and seeing what goes on in a kitchen and some of those restaurants still being an A. I'm not chancing it. That is a hard pass. That is my standard. I will not eat their rule.
I just hate bad service. That's my biggest rule for a restaurant.
Okay.
Because you go for an experience. You're paying money to be taken care of. Eat good food, you know? And all of a sudden, you have rude people and bad service. That's a no-go for me. I get that people make mistakes and some things are unintentional. I can deal with that if I think it's not malicious, but just rude customer service, I can't stand.
I'm with you on that one. I would agree. Yeah, with as much money as you spend now to go out to dinner, it's like, come on now.
You don't want to leave with a bad taste in your mouth, literally and figuratively, you know?
Right. My dad's rule was always, what do the bathrooms look like? If their bathrooms are gross, what does the kitchen look like if they take care of their bathroom like that?
I would never think of that.
And that was his. If he walked in and went to the restroom and it was disgusting, he'd be like, we're going.
Gross.
Yeah, but I mean, it's true. When you think about it, you want a restaurant to be clean everywhere. Yeah,
especially when you're eating, right? You don't have to think about hygiene.
Okay, so we want to hear from you. What is your standard, I will not eat there rule?
888-431-3764. Text or give us a call. Eating at a restaurant should be a treat, but what makes you just not want to eat at that restaurant again? For Kelly, it's the health inspector's score if it's less than an A.
Yeah, anything other than an A, I am not there.
And I'm actually reading about it now. That seems fair, because if it's a B rating, like you said you had at one restaurant, it means there's minor food safety violations. That's good enough to stop me eating there as well.
Yeah. Tracy and Yukaipa, do you have a I'm not eating there rule?
Anything below a B. I'm okay with the B, because that could be just because someone didn't have their food handler's card. The food usually is amazing.
You would chance it and just hope that it was a food handler's card and maybe not a roach?
Yeah, still a chance.
In the back of my mind, I would be like, what happened?
I have worked in food industry as well, and there were roaches at A rating, so you can get it anywhere.
That can't be a roach. Now you just ruined my experience. At A ratings, there's potential for roaches.
You never know.
It's true. It all depends on when you actually get checked out by the health inspector.
Exactly. Sometimes the hole in the walls have the best food.
I would agree with that, but I'm only going to the hole in the wall if they have an A rating.
I'm with you. Katie on Facebook says, if I've ever had rude service. Not slow, they're just busy, but if they're truly rude, that's the same as me. If they do it intentionally, it feels like.
Mm-hmm. 909 says, if a restaurant allows pets, I will walk out. I'm sorry. I love animals, but they should not be allowed in places where food is served.
What do you think about that?
I'm okay with, like, service animals. I get that. But yes, I've been places before. I'm like, why did you bring your dog to brunch? Yeah. Like, nobody cares.
The reason I say that is because when my parents visit from Australia, there is no pets in the in any restaurants in Australia, period. Not even service animals. Mm-hmm. So when they come here, my dad's like, there's a dog next to me. And I'm like, Dad, that's a service dog. You have to have that. People are dealing with issues and need it. He's like, I'm eating at the restaurant. There's a dog. I didn't quite get it.
Yeah. Rita weighed in on Facebook and said, anywhere where seafood is served, I will not eat there. No reason. It's just gross.
Love seafood.
Okay. So, yeah, some of these I will not eat there rules a little quirkier than the rest. What is your rule? What's going to turn you off that you're like, no way I'm eating at that restaurant?
888-431-3764. Give us a text or a call.
You read labels on your food because what's in it matters. Dirty Labs brings that same thinking to your dishes. In other words, what touches your food matters too. Dirty Labs is proving that cleaning doesn't have to be so dirty. So they created a dishwasher detergent designed to deliver conventional levels of clean without the toxic chemicals or residue. Because the plates and forks your family eats from deserve the same care as the food you put on them. Fall in love, or it's free, at DirtyLabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.